Okay, today is Daf Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis and we're based by the Mishnah. We're discussing more issues, the difference between things you could do or not do in the Beis HaMikdash, and or things you could do or not do in the rest of the world. Okay? Koshrin Nima BaMikdash. You can tie a string in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, we're talking about the string of one of the instruments. If one of the kalim, the musical instrument in the Beis HaMikdash, broke, you could fix it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo lo b'medina. But you can't fix it in the rest of the world. We know that you're not allowed to fix a musical instrument on Shabbos. Why not?
May come to play it.
So if for what?
You're not allowed to play on Shabbos.
No, that's not the issue. The issue that's going to be coming up here is making a knot.
It's a kesher issue.
It's a kesher issue. Right? You're making a knot. What? No, because but in the Beis HaMikdash they only had strings. Is that true? The cymbals?
Really? They had their trumpets?
No, from the ones that had strings. What if something else broke? You'll see, we're gonna flesh it all out. But v'im mitchila, if you're lechatchila doing this,
what?
Fixing the instrument, it broke on Thursday, and you woke up Shabbos morning, now we're gonna fix it, right? Then kan v'kan osur. It's also even in the Beis HaMikdash. If it broke on Shabbos, and now you need it for the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah says you could fix it.
But if it broke on Thursday,
it broke on Thursday.
You realize
it on Thursday. Yeah, we'll do Shabbos. We'll do it now. We'll do Shabbos. Then you can't fix it. Right, so what's going on?
Yeah.
Viraminhu. Says the Gemara, the following question. Nimas kinor shenifzika. If the string of a kinor broke, loha yakoshra, they did not make a kasher, ela onva. They made a bow. As we learned, it's a machlokas about a bow anyway, but it's not the same thing as a knot. Not a kasher, kayama. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah said, go ahead and make a knot. And the Braisa says, no, you make a bow. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rabbi Eliezer. One's the Rabbanon, and one's Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbanon, which Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar who says, Machshirei mitzvah, dochen es ha-shabbos. He says, it's a very unique shita, even Machshirei mitzvah adochen Shabbos. Not just the meal is Doche Shabbos, but even making a knife is Doche Shabbos. Right? So according to him, go fix it regular. Right? L'Rabbanon, the Amri, ain't Dochen. Right? According to Rabbanon, we say, no, you cannot do that. Onva, you have to make a bow. Now, even within Rabbi Eliezer, there's another point is, could it have been done before Shabbos? That's another dispute in Rabbi Eliezer. Did Rabbi Eliezer say that Machshirin are Doche Shabbos even if they could be done before Shabbos? Or only if they could not have been done before Shabbos? Now, E Rabbi Eliezer, if our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which answers all the questions, what's the question? We have all these questions. Well, what's going on over here? The answer is...
Rabbanan said,
right.
So what is Mishnah talking about?
The Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, who said, any machshirei mitzvah doche Shabbos.
Oh, so he's talking about
right. So one second. That's the answer. That explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can fix it. How can you fix this? No, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Anything you can do. It can do anything on Shabbos. So you Rabbi Eliezer, and I feel lechachila 9. Then why can't you fix it lechachila? Why is it only if it broke?
No, why is it broke?
Only if it broke. And in mitzchila, you can't. Why not? Why not? What? It could be it is Makam Hatish.
And it's not an issue because of tying a string.
No.
It's an issue because that's how it's fixed.
Right, exactly. I said about tying a string because I'm foreshadowing ahead. You're right. As we stand right now, it has nothing to do with that. What's the issue? The issue is, are you allowed to do things on Shabbos, make Machshirin? Right? So Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, you can. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, nothing to do with knots, Nothing to do with anything. What? Nothing to do with the Gzeira. What's the issue? You can fix it on Shabbos. Why? Machshir mitzadokha Shabbos. If that's true, then why can't you do the chachila? Only if it broke. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So that can't be right. This can't be right. This can't be right. Elo kasha, a different try. Harab Yehuda, Harabanan. What are they arguing about? A different issue. Look at Rashi in the third to bottom line. L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who says, Aniva av malacha b'mesechta Shabbos. He holds, now introducing the bow for the first time. The first time in the Mishnah. He holds that a bow is no different than a knot. It's just as aser. Ein chiluk ben aniva l'kshira. There's no difference. V'kosher. So why could you do it? Dikasavar machshir mitzvah dochem. No, because machshir mitzvah doche. V'had d'tanya onva. The bride says you can only make a knot. That's rabbanon the amri lav malachahi. That's not a malacha. V'kivon de'efsher ba'aniva lo mitzchal in Shabbos. Since you can do it with a bow, don't violate Shabbos. In other words, our Mishnah said, you can tie a string that ripped on Shabbos with a regular tie, regular knot. Why? Because a bow is just as usher. So they explain Rashi, well, if it's just as usher, you might as well make a better knot. Make a regular knot, right? It'll have better sound on the string. Just as usher anyway. Now what's going on? And he also holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that what? That machshirin adorcha Shabbos. So if you think about it, we haven't answered the question. Why? Because then why can't he do the chachila? Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. Who does Yehuda hold like? He holds like e aliba d'Rabbi Eliezer. If he holds like a Rabbi Eliezer, that what? That machshirin adorcha ka'amar fil the chachila nami. Then even the chachila. What? He didn't answer the question, right? Eli, you're right. This is the third and final answer. Lo kasha, ha Rab Shimon, ha Rabbanan. It's a machlokas between Rab Shimon and the Rabbanan. What Rab Shimon, Rabbanan? Ditanya, Ben Levi, someone from the tribe of Levi, shenifsika lo nima bekinar, that the string ripped on Shabbos. Koshra, you're allowed to tie it. Rab Shimon Omer, onva, you have to make it a bow. Yeah, you have to make a bow. What's going on? What's going on is as follows. They are arguing in a Nakuda of Rabbi Eliezer. What about something that a machshirin that you could have done before Shabbos? If you could have done it before Shabbos, you have no right to do it on Shabbos. That answers the lechachila question. Here, right, what does it say? Ben Levi says, "Hello, Nima, Bikinar, Koshra, you tie it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onva. You have to make a bow. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Afhi Eina Mashmo Zesakol, that won't make a good sound. He has a whole, I'm not sure what this means. Ela Mashal Shalom Lamata Vakorech Lamala, or Mashal Shalom Lamala Vakorech Lamata. Somehow you undo strings to bring other strings up there. You don't do any knots because it won't sound good. Right? So now how do we go back to our Gemara? Our Mishnah that said you can tie it regular, that's the Tanakama, who said, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but only if it happened on Shabbos. Only if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. If you can do it before Shabbos, of course not. So that answers the Chachila question. The Chachila, of course not. Right? Of course not. Good? And the Bryce that said a bow, and that's from Shimon, who holds, no, you can't make a knot ever. Only a bow. And the third cheetah, by the way, that you can't even, don't do any knots, rather tie the strings around. Or, v'boyseima, hava ha rabbanon. It could be they're both the rabbanon, for lo kasha. Kan be'emta, kan menatzad. One's talking about with a string ripped in the middle of the kinar, and therefore you can't make a bow. That won't sound good. Kan menatzad. And the Brisa was talking about where the string was on the end of the harp, all the way at the end. Over there, a bow won't make such a difference. Or hava hava emta. It could be, it happened in the middle. Mar savar gazrinan, umar savar lo gazrinan. One is gozer. Gozer what? That if I allow you to do this, you might come to make a real bow. And the other one's not gozer. Okay, so what?
Not
no, not hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, yeah, hechsher mitzvah.
Hechsher mitzvah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Next. That was the easy Mishnah. This is very hard. Ready? Cholchin yabeles b'mikdash. You're allowed to cut off a yabeles. A yabeles is a wart in the mikdash. Right? This is talking about an animal. The animal has a wart. It's considered a mum. You can just take it off in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo b'medina. But not in the rest of the world. Okay? Let's say it's Yontif or something. What? We'll see why. You'll see why you'll need to. We'll see why you'll need to in a minute.
The Mikdash will be a carbon.
No, what?
In the Mikdash will be a carbon. That's why you
correct.
So
what about a carbon?
How can you cut off a mum? How can you cut off a wart? Would make a mum.
What? You're saving the womb. You're going to slice it off in such a way where you're going to save the mum. You're going to save it from being a mum. You can't do it with Medina, right? What about a carbon Pesach? Yeah. V'im b'kli, and if you have a kli, kan b'kan usher. It's usher everywhere. Meaning, when you're taking off the wart, you can't use a kli. You do it with your hand. Or, dare I say, your teeth. Right? Which we're going to have in a minute. So says Rashi in the second wide line. Afalgaf. Listen to this. Afalgaf. Tchi avid nami biyad. Misaken hu. Even though, when you cut it off with your hand, you're being misaken. This is really Mati's question. You're being misaken now. V'havalechotech mi balechayim. You're cutting off from something alive. V'havi told of the gozes. That's a merit. It's told of gozes. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, kivu de klachayad ka'ovid, since it's klachayad, it's not a normal way to cut things. You don't cut warts with your fingers or your teeth. That's not normal. She'en kan derech lechot ka'elo besakin, en kan elo shvus. It's only a shvus. Okay? You hear that? Now, says the Bir Halacha like this. We know that you're not allowed to cut your nails on Shabbos. Right? What if you don't use a kli? What if you bite your nails with your fingers? So what's that? It's also, what? Is it a d'oraisa or is it a d'rabbanan? It's a d'rabbanan. Right? It's not a normal way to do it. Normally you use your hand. You use a kli. You use a nail clipper. You don't use your fingers, your teeth. If you do, it's abnormal. It's a d'rabbanan. So for 1 second. But isn't it a malacha she'ain smicha l'gufa? Well, can it be a malacha she'ain smicha l'gufa on a derabanan? Is that even usher at all? It's two derabanans. Huh? Exactly, you don't need it.
And how does this
you don't need it.
How about bris milah? Bris milah do with a knife?
A bris milah is not an issue. Yeah, first of all, the Torah said so.
Yeah.
Second of all, not only that, most hold that bris milah is not a gozes. It's not gozes. Because gozes is only something that grows back.
Right.
Most hold that bris milah is different issue.
I'm not comparing with Kalmi, I'm comparing to the Mishnah here.
Yeah.
This is a korban, the mitzvah, and you need to do the shinu. You cannot do it with a knife. So why is bris milah then you're allowed to do the knife?
I hear you. I don't know. It's a good question.
It's a carbon.
Don't use it.
Use something else.
Right. I hear. It's a good. Okay. I'm not sure. Anyway, see what the Berlacha says? You don't need the nails. Let's say you go cut your hair on Shabbos. There's no way to do that without a tool, without a utensil. Different child. Let's say you're cutting your nails. And you're not using a kli, you're using your teeth. Or using your other fingers. Either way it's a derabanan. Why is it a derabanan? It's not normal. So it's one derabanan. Tell us a malacha shein tivichul guf. It's another derabanan. So how could it be asr? We know it's asr, right? You hear the question? You don't need those pieces of nails. The answer is Rashi just said it. Rashi said, because you look good. Right? You look good. That's what Rashi said. Even the Cha'av Na'am Misakinhu. You just fixed up the animal. You don't need that wart. You're going to throw it in the garbage.
No, you need the rest of the animal.
What?
You need the rest of
exactly.
The animal.
So when you cut your nails, you look good now. Before you looked like a slob, and now you look good. That's a tikkun. You don't need the pieces. That's irrelevant. That's a machlokas about that, and then Bir Halacha. It's a very complicated sugya. Okay? That's what
this is not practical because they kept the animals for 4 or 5 days to check for wounds.
That's exactly what's going on here. So they don't want to get another one, right? They don't want to mess up the count.
No. What do you mean? How did they first find out on Shabbos that now there's a war?
I don't know. It happened.
A small little war will not get the whole cover?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, go talk to the Bar Kamsa about that. Yeah. Right? A small little thing. What? Yeah, go ask him.
War has we are in.
Yeah. Like most mitzvos, by the way, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. Right? Come on, Shabbos is almost over. Another minute left. I can't drive home now. A minute left and Shabbos is over. It's one little letter in the 600,000 letters in the Torah. One letter is touching another letter. Big deal. It's a small little bit. Right? Every mitzvah requires perfection. Think about that. It's a big sugya. Every mitzvah has to be perfect.
Right. The Gemara makes what kind of word it is.
You want all this whole Rashi about Yabelis? It's a whole long...
No.
What kind of word it is?
No, but I'm saying with our word. That's
I don't know. Verminu, let's do a question. Hikivu, if you carry the animal on your shoulders, or veheve aso, or you bring it mechutz l'tchum, from outside the tchum, vechatichas yabalto, or you want to cut off the wart, we're talking about a carbon Pesach. And let's say it's Shabbos. So where is the animal? You wake up Shabbos morning, it's Erev Pesach Shabbos. What do you do with this animal? You got to get it to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and then you notice a wart. Right? It's you and all your cousins are all participating. What are you going to do now? So, ain dochen. Right? You're not ain dochen. What is ain dochen? Right? What? You can't violate the Shabbos. You mean you can't carry it. You can't cut off warts. Rabbi Eliezer Omer dochen. Rabbi Eliezer says you can. Now, the Stam Mishnah and our Mishnah said you can. Right? We said you can. Now with a kli, but you can.
No, he said the valo bechulin.
What? Who?
It's the Mishnah.
Chod chen yabelos b'mikdash, avalo b'medina. We're talking about a korban Pesach.
That's not the mikdash.
We're going to give that answer in a minute. We're going to give that answer. But the Stam Mishnah here said you can do it. Not with a kli. Stam Mishnah there said you can't do it. How do you reconcile? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina, Chad Amar, one said, we don't know which one said what. One of them said, Hava habalecha. They're both moist. Velo kasha. Kan biyad. It's mutter with a yad. And kan bekli. And it's usher with a kli. Okay? That's answer number one. Answer number two. V'chad amar hava habiyad. No, they're both with their hand. Right? The why by in Erevin, yes. In Pesach, no. Velo kasha. Ha habalecha. By Pesach, it was talking about a moist. Wart that you can't take off. Ha biyabasha. Here we're talking about a dry wart. It's nothing. It's all crumbly. That you can take off. Okay. Two answers to answer the stira. We're gonna have two more, I think. One more for sure. Now ulaman da amar. According to answer number one, ha biyad ha bekli. The distinction was hand or kli. My time lo amar ha balecha ha biyabasha. What was wrong with the other answer? So the Gemara answers, Amalach, answer number one will tell you, Yabasha, afilu b'kli namishari. You can even use a kli if it's Yabasha. My time of why? Afruche ifrucha. It's all crumbly. Even a kli would be mutter. Now, ulamanda mahab lecha habi Yabasha. If you hold lecha, the answer was, one's moist, one's not moist. My time of mahab yad habi kli. What was wrong with the answer of habi yad habi kli? What was wrong with that answer? The answer is, Amalach will tell you, b'kli? What are you talking about? Hotnan. The Mishnah said straight out, this Mishnah, right here, on Kuf Gimel Malaf, it said Hotnan, Imbikli, Kamaklan Asr. It said a Klis Asr. What answer is that? The Idach, how's number one going to answer that question? Right? Had Diktani, Hasam. The reason why it said it over there, Hadiktani Hasam. The reason why we said it over here was Mishum Dikaboya Fluge. We wanted to mention Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. That even Rabbi Eliezer, who was so makil by Machshire Mitzvah, still agrees with this. He doesn't go that far. Okay? V'idach. And what's the other one going to say back to that? Answer number two, right? What's the question here? V'idach. Dumya Darkivo Vavaso Michutz L'chum Tz'ktani. He compared it to the other two things mentioned there that you're not allowed to do, which were carrying it or taking it from outside the Tz'chum. That's why, and the third one was, you can't cut off the wart. The Rabbanon, which is the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Idach, and number one, Herkivu. So now what's he going to say about carrying it? Is Deloki Rab Nathan, not like Rab Nathan who says, Chai Noses Atmo, therefore it's a Daraita. And the Amar Chai Noses Atmo, and Heva Aso Michutz L'Tchum, and he can't bring it outside the Tchum, Kirebi Akiva, the Amar Tchum and Daraita. So all three things there are Daraita. According to the Rabbanon, the only the Rabbanon. Okay. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kalvachomer. 1 second. It's a Kalvachomer. That what? That all these things should be mutter regarding Karban Pesach. Why? Mashchita, Shehim Yishom Malacha, Doches HaShabbos. 1 second. If the Shechita itself is allowed, right? Eilu Mishom Shavuot, Eino Din Shehidukos HaShabbos. So I can't do these Rabbanons? I can't violate the Tchum? Right? El Amr of Yosef, answer number three. It's the third answer to explain the Sira between here and Pesachim. What we just said doesn't make any sense. I can't take off a wart. A shekel I could do, but I can't take off a wart. Why not? So answer number three, Hava Habiyad. They're both talking about Yad. Forget Kli. Yad, which is a Shavus. And the answer is Marcel's answer. Shavus Mikdash b'Mikdash Hitiru. Yeah, a Shavus in the Beis Hamikdash is mutter. Shavus the Mikdash, even though it's a Shavus regarding Kodshim. It's a carbon pesa. Where is this taking place? It's taking place in your backyard. Mm-hmm. The Medina, Lohitiru. It's not mutter.
Then you just bring it and do it when you get there.
What? Mm-hmm. Fine. But that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. Because he also can't carry it. Well, I also Shabbos. From the Rabbanan Chai Noses Atmo. But it's not the Beis HaMikdash. It's over there in your house. Okay? Yosef Abaye V'Kamal HaShmaita. Abaya was sitting around and schmoozing. And he says like this, Eitzvi Rav Safra La Abaya. Rav Safra asks Abaya such a question, Abaya can't answer it. No, this is the one he can't answer. Hayakar b'sefer al skupa. We learned this. If you're reading a sefer on a roof, now a sefer has the status of mikdash. Why? Because it's kodesh. So it's like mikdash in your yard. So you're reading the reading from a sefer on the roof. On a threshold. And it rolled away. Golo etzlo. You can roll it back. Vahacha. Shvus b'mikdash b'medinahu. It's a shvus b'mikdash. Why is it a shvus b'mikdash? It's a derabanan regarding kachim. Not really kachim of mikdash. It's kachim of kedusha. B'medinahu. But it's in your backyard. V'lo gazrinan. Dilma nafel v'asila isi. And we don't make it zero. Maybe you can come go get it. Right? So what do you see? What do you see? Shvus b'mikdash is mutter even in the Medina. Right? You hear that? It's a shvus b'mikdash in the Medina and it's mutter. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Abaye answers that. V'lo kimna baskupa karmelis? No, we already said. That was a karmelis. V'rishus ha-rabba v'rishus l'faneha. and the Rishus Rabbim is there. Meaning, Tana Daraisa. V'kimu da'igudo b'yado, since you're holding on to it, a shvilu shvus na'amileka, it's not even a shvus. It's nothing. That's why he's mutter. But my rule that a shvus b'amikdash b'medina would not be mutter. Eitzvei, another kasha. Mishal shlunas ha-pesach l'tanarim chashecha. You're allowed to put the carbon Pesach into an oven right before, I believe this is the case where Erev Pesach is a Friday. So you're going to put it into the oven and it's going to cook over Shabbos. You put it in before Shabbos, it's going to cook over Shabbos. Normally, you can't do that. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to touch the coals. Right? V'ahacha, but over here, you're putting it in an oven. You're roasting it. Right, so maybe you'll be busy with the coals. You want the good fire, right? V'ahacha, where is this taking place? It's taking place in your yard. V'ahacha, over here. Shavuos b'mikdash b'medina. It's a shavuos. What's the shavuos? We don't let you cook. It's not an issue of cooking. It's an issue of meddling with coals. B'mikdash, it's kachim, it's a carbon pesach. B'medina, and we let you do it. V'lo gudrinim, shem yichatim b'kachalim. We're not choshish. Maybe you're going to be busy with the coals. So, what? Ishtik. He didn't have an answer.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing the medina? What is the carbon pesach?
Yes, you took it home. You roasted it home. And you ate it that night. You didn't stay in the basement. You went to your house for a Seder, right? So you're roasting it in the yard. It's Friday afternoon, going into Shabbos. You put it in the oven before Shabbos, and it can continue roasting. You have to assume that it was not fully cooked, all the requirements. You put it in on a fine. But you still have coals there. What's the fire burning on? What? I don't know. Anyway, you're allowed to do it. Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. Kiyosel came to Rav Yosef, when he came to Rav Yosef, Amalei, Hakamal Rav Safra. Right? I don't have an answer. Amalei, my time alot shani lei. So why didn't you give him the following answer? Just like we know, B'nei Chabura Zerizinim. Just like we have a din, that Kahanim are Zerizin, and therefore the Rabbanans go away, so do over here. The whole Chabura is Zerizin. Everybody's watching. Everybody's busy over here watching. Right? Babaya? No, what kind of answer is that? Kahanim Zerizinim, Amrinon. B'nei Chabura Zerizinim, Lo Amrinon. I don't say that. The B'nei Chabura Zerizin? I don't say that. Why not? Look at this fascinating Rashi. Vabaya, it's like the five lines from the bottom. Vabaya de ishtik, savar, kahanim zrizenheim, amrina bekama duchti. We said that many times already. Kahanim zrizen. De kivon shenichnas la avoda, since they're coming to do the avoda, biyadua shalamdu hilchas kodesh. We know that they learn hilchas kodesh. They know what they're doing. They're not going to violate the rabbanon. Avol b'nei chavura, zrizenheim lo amrina. She'ein l'cha Adam, she'ein o'sa Pesach. There's no person that doesn't make a carbon Pesach. What does he mean by that? How could you say this reason? How could you say this reason when everybody does it? What makes them reason? Why are they special? The only time you could say reason. It's when it's a group of people, a class of people. Kahanim. How can you say Zerizin on the whole Klal Yisrael?
That time of year, maybe.
So he doesn't say that.
No, on that.
Right? I thought that was very interesting. Right. You can't say there's reason when it's everybody. Who doesn't bring a carbon Pesach? The whole country, the whole Klal Yisrael. What do you mean there's reason? Everybody's reason?
No, I thought he meant
then the whole reason doesn't mean anything.
Well, you might say because it's a group, right? It's a group. They all watch each other, let's say, right? As opposed to one individual. So
right. Who's not? What? Correct. That's exactly what a chabura means. I have all my cousin, my in-laws, my neighbors.
I may not be watching him doing.
What?
I may not be watching him. I'm not watching him being roasting the carbon pesach.
I hear. Okay.
He can be by a lamp on Shabbos if someone else is sitting there. So you should. So in that case, if two people are watching.
So the answer is that not all gzeiras are equal, right? Okay, answer number four. Rava Amar. Answer number four. How to explain the stira? Why over here do we allow cutting off a wound, a wart, and by Pesach we don't? This is the hardest one. The answer is, our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer he. It's Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar, who said, Machshirei mitzvah dochen es haShabbos. Okay? We're back to this. Machshirei mitzvah dochen haShabbos. Umod Rabbi Eliezer, dekama deefsher l'shanuye mashaninan. And as much as you could make a derabanan, you have to do that. Therefore, you can't use a kli. Our Mishnah said with a kli tzasser. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei mitzvah, but as much as you could not violate, you got to do whatever you can do. Okay? Ready? This Gemara now is brutal. Maihi, how do you know that? Ditanya, because we learned in a brisa. Kohen she'olso bo yabelet. If a Kohen has a wart, where's this wart? We'll see in a minute where it's somewhere on his body. And the problem is, he can't do the avoda with a wart because it's a chatzitza between the kalim, the gadim, and his body. So what do? Chaveiro. Let someone else cut it off with his teeth. Good question, right? Bishinoi in Biklilo. With teeth, yes. With a kli, no. Well, why? Because they're making a change. As much change, it's very abnormal. Chaveiro in Ihulo. The friend, yes. Not you. Right? Why not? We don't really answer, why not? Just say, not you. Right? Why not? Now, Mani, who authored this brisa? Ilei Marabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, that said what? That say, that Machshiri Mitzvah is not Dochen Av Malacha. And what do you want to tell me now? It's only the Rabbanons. Right? What? And Inshuth Vamikdash. Right? Uba Mikdash. And it's in the base of Mikdash. Kiven the Amri Rabbanan Ba'alma. Right? Since the Rabbanan hold elsewhere in Masechta Shabbos. Right? Mishum Shavuot. Since the Rabbanan hold that cutting off a wart is anyway only a Rabbanan. It's anyway a Rabbanan. That's his Shita. Forget the base of Mikdash. Anyway, it's a Rabbanan. So then, Hacha, Malihu, Malichavero. What's the difference? Who does it? It's only a Rabbanan, as in the Beit HaMikdash, so who cares? This can't be the Rabbanan. El Alav, Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who says, Ba'alma Chayev Chatos. Really, you're Chayev Chatos. Why? As we said, I look better now. It's a Tikkun Gomor. I look better now. I'm a wartless person. I look much better now. Right? Now, why is a friend better? Because the job is not going to be as good. So, as I said, anytime we can do anything to make a change, we do it. Don't do it with it. First of all, use your teeth. Second of all, let someone else do it. It'll come out a botched up job. All right, it'll satisfy the chatzitza issue. But it's going to be a botch-up dog. He's going to do it on your body. It's crazy. Right? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Vahacha. Afagaf de Bechshir Mitzvah Dochan as a Shabbos. Even though it's Dochan Shabbos. Kama de Efshal Lashanui. Mishaninon. As much as we can make changes and make more Rabbanans and more, we do it. That's Rava's Makar that Rabbi Eliezer holds. You got to do whatever you can do to change it. Yeah. Right? That's the theory. That's the question. That's the proposal here. So what does the Gemara say? Look, la'olam, really, it doesn't have to necessarily be true that you have to change as much as you can. Not true. Really, Rabbanan. Really, it could be the shita of the Rabbanan, right? And now, why is someone else doing it? Why is someone else doing it then? Because it's in a spot where you can't get to it. Yeah, if it was on your belly, you could tell me I cut it off. You're right. Hachamai skin. Where is the wart? Kigon she also lo neshicha. It's on your begabo. It's on your back. Ubatzila yadav on your elbow. How are you gonna get that off? Tiu lo matzil shakala. You can't get it off. That's why I have to call in someone else. But ein hachanami, it could be the rabbanan. The price that we started off with could be the rabbanan. It doesn't have to be revealed. Why is someone else doing it? Because you can't do it yourself. From behind your back, how are you going to get that off?
What do you mean, the sheikh? What is that?
What? What
about the bite mark? What is it? Were they
yeah, the wart. It means the wart. Now, 1 second. E Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, Nashkel and Ihe Biyad. Why can't you just use your hands? What if you use your teeth? Hands also a difference. Right? And by the way, if we said that, then Tibshot Rabbi Elazar. This would answer Rabbi Elazar's question. Some unrelated question that he had. Damar Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas, he had a question in Gozes. And he said this, Machlokas Biyad. The Machlokas is with hands. Avul Bakli, I'm sorry. Avul Bakli, Divriya Kol Chayef. Right? But with a Kli, everyone holds his Chayef. This would help, because it would resolve, because teeth is even worse. If you said it was a hand, then it would resolve that question. So 1 second. Ultimechad, according to that, Rabbi Elazar Namilushkal Nilabiyad. So why, even if you wanted to say it was Rabbi Eliezer, the same question remains. Why don't you say use it with his hands? Why teeth? Now, hi mai, that's not right. Iyama Pishlama Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu de Gozar Yada to Kli. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who held that it's really Usser, what's really Usser? That he had a more machmer opinion about Gozes. I would have said we're going to be gozer yada to kli. Ela I amat the rabbanon he, but if it's the rabbanon, nishkin elay be yad. Why didn't he mention yad? Why teeth? Right. Therefore, it must be Rabbi Eliezer. It must be Rava must be right. It must be Rabbi Eliezer. That what? Right. That if as much as you could change, you could change. Right? And that's why our Mishnah said you could do it, but you can't do it with a kli. Why? Because you do as much changes as possible. By the Karban Pesach, we said you can't. Yeah, that's the Rabbana. Different Shita. Okay? That's the fourth and final answer. And by the way, the Su Lo Mi, there's nothing more to say. You like that? Nothing more to say. What can I say now? Nothing more to say. Okay? That was quite difficult. Okay, let's try to do a little more. Kohen shalaka be'etzpa. If a Kohen has a bruise on his finger, korech aleha gemi ba'mikdash, you could put a band-aid on it in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because a band-aid is refuah. You're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. It's a gzera you might come to grind. And on Beis HaMikdash, there's no gzeras. Right? We're going to ask that question. Avalob in Medina. But you can't do this in the rest of the country, rest of the world. Im hotzi dam, if you extract blood, kan v'kan usser. That it's usser in both places. Rashi says, she'ein zet tzorech avoda. You don't need that for the avoda. V'od, tahavele chovel. It's also chovel. Right? V'av malacha lo mystery v'gavel. We're not matter of us. Amar Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Chiya, lo shanu ela gemi. That's only gemi. Aval tziltzel cotton, but a tziltzel cotton, what's a tziltzel cotton? Rashi says, ubalaz bendel, right? A bendel. What's a bendel? A string, right? Some kind of other material. Have a yitur begadim. That's an extra begadim problem. You're wearing an extra beged. If it's made out of reed, that's not a beged. But if it's made out of cloth, it's another beged now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no! Lo Amar Yitur Begadim El Makom Begadim. We only say Yitur Begadim where there are Begadim. Avo Shlomo Makom Begadim Lo Havi Yitur Begadim. But if there's no Begadim, no Begadim on your hands, so there's no Begadim, there's no issue, you're allowed to put on maybe even gloves. Maybe a chatzitza. Yeah. But you can put a little bandit on your palm, that would be alright. Right? Isn't it a chatzitza problem? No, but small. It's on your left hand. You don't do a vodah with your left. All lefty kahanim cannot do a vodah. Right? Inami B'yamin, shlo makom avoda. Or it could be in your right hand and not where the avoda is being done. Right? Like on the, some, in the back of your hand or some spot where you don't need, where you don't need your hand. Upligi de Rava. And Rava disputes that. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista. B'makom begadim. If it's makom begadim, afilinim abach chetetet. Even one hair is a chetzitza. Shalom makom begadim. If it's not a makom begadim, shalosh al shalosh chetetet. Only 3x3 is a chetzitza. Pachosh mishalosh al shalosh ein a chetetet. Now, ad Rabbi Yochanan bade pligi. He certainly argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rabbi Yehuda b'ed Rabbi Yechia mi name a pligi. Do we see he argues on that? Why? About a tzilzel katan? So the Gemara could say, he could even hold it's a problem. It's so small, shiny tzilzel katan, the chashiv. A tzilzel katan is a problem because it's chashiv. Lishnachmina, another version. Amrilei, Amar Rav Yehuda b'ed Rav Chia, loshan el gemi. The only problem is a gemi. Aval tzilzel katan chotzeit. A tzilzel katan is chotzeit. Why? Because it's chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo amar chatzitza pachas mishalosh al shalosh. El makom begadim, avo shalom makom begadim, shalosh hashalosh chotetes, pachas mishalosh ein chotetes, v'hainu derava, and that's exactly what Rava said. Amar Rav Chista, lema plukta Rav Yehuda b'ed Rav Chia. Let's say they're arguing in the same issue of Rav Yehuda b'ed Rav Chia, right? Who said it's a chashiv, shiny tzilzel katan the chashiv. No, you can say shiny tzilzel katan is chashiv. Ula Rav Yochanan deshmiina nami gemi lashmiina tzilzel katan. So according to Rav Yochanan, why don't you mention the gemi? Why don't you mention it? I'm sorry. Why don't you pick a gemi? If according to him, a tzilzel katan is a bigger chiddush, why is it a bigger chiddush? Because it's cloth. The more answers, milsa agavrucha kamashmalan. We want to tell you another sheet, another idea, the gemi masi, that a gemi actually does have refuah value. It does have refuah value. It is a refuah. That's why it's mentioned. All right? We'll stop here. What? I think on Friday. Let me stop it. Everyone have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.